A newly renovated building sits in the back of Warren Easton's campus. It's a hot topic because many charter operators think the services it holds could help keep kids in school.
Now we've entered the second floor of the clinic. This is where the students actually get seen, either by the social worker or the medical providers, depending on who they're coming to see.
That's physician Julie Finger showing off the school's budding health clinic. It's the first of its kind in the city. Starting in October, it will offer services to students and staff every hour that the school is open. The center used to be run by Tulane University's section of adolescent medicine, where Finger works. But Tulane lost funding, and this year a new group is taking over. Finger says the transition was a blessing in disguise.
So the clinic operations are transitioning over to Access Health. They are a federally qualified health center, so their Medicaid reimbursement rates are much higher than ours, which allows them to be much more sustainable. So they're going to take over as the clinic operator so that the clinic can stay open and keep serving these kids.
It's a big step for school-based healthcare, says Kendra Lassar. She works with School Health Connection. That's a state nonprofit that helped rebuild school clinics after Hurricane Katrina. She praises the efficiency of a full-time school health clinic.
Because we often hear from teachers that they spend so much of their time in the classroom, in the school, that they really don't take the time to take care of themselves and make those doctor's appointments the way they should. So this will hopefully provide them with a great way to get preventative care and also acute care when needed.
For students, too, the impacts are profound. Warren Easton kids can now more easily get immunizations and treat ongoing conditions. And then there's the counseling. Many students have parents in jail or have lost family to gun violence. Social worker Bella Christodoulou thinks the clinic's full-time services are crucial in a high-crime city like New Orleans.
Oh, I absolutely do. We want our students to succeed. We talk about, you know, educating them, and we want to stop crime and all this. This is the way to do it.
Warren Easton Board President David Garland agrees. He thinks it's important to nurture the whole student and not just teach them.
The clinic is one of those things that provides that level of love and security and care where a child can come in with a specific problem, whether it's a social problem or a medical problem, and they know that we're sort of their surrogate moms and dads. And by knowing that, they believe that Warren Easton is more of a home than a school, and we foster that relationship.
Not to mention the impacts on school performance.
And it comes out in something like the graduation rates, where again, for 4 years in a row, we had 100% of the seniors graduate. Astounding results.
But if Warren Easton's clinic is so successful, then why aren't more schools opening them? Kendra Lassar says it boils down to space and funding.
I think it could have, you know, Jefferson Parish School Board, they operate all their clinics themselves through the school board, and they do it very well. So I really do think it could have been possible if you have people who are dedicated and committed to student health. I think it could very well be possible through both systems.
David Garland hopes to see more clinics like Warren Easton's. He says you just need a proactive school board and taxpayers willing to foot the bill. For WWNO, I'm Della Hassell.